Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfuckers. My name is Amin El-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, Big Jerv, Black Trey, and Jay Skills. Great show for you guys today. Man, we're going to recap BMF. They just, now it's full-on power mode now. We are full on, all hands on deck. We are full on power mode. We're also going to talk about Manuel Acho fallout. Manuel Acho and Akon making it hard for Africans, man. I swear to God, man. My life was sweet. Now I got to make all sorts of defenses of myself. Motherfuckers accusing me of shit because these niggas say some wild shit. We are also going to get into the Tyree Nichols murder by five cops in Memphis. People like to say that they're black cops. But as been said before, cops have their own race. It's called cop. And the cops be copping, as always. But first, BlackOpinionsMatter.com. That's not a website. CountTheDings.com is a website. CountTheDings.com is a website. But that's not the website I wanted either. Shit. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. I had a stroke there. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. Make sure you are locked in. You are getting the OG pod. You are getting the Discord. You are getting the watch alongs, etc., etc., etc. Make sure you are tapped in for all of that.
I mean, what's next on the rundown?
Shaq versus KD. Ding 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 ding. So Rui Hachimura gets traded from Washington to the Lakers. He plays in his first Laker game. He plays actually pretty well. Hit some shots. Made some nice plays. Everyone's like, wow, it looks like he's going to be a good addition to these Lakers. on TNT, Charles Barkley calls him Rui Hachimama. Rui Hachimama. And Shaq said he didn't know who this dude was. And so what did KD say exactly? He tweeted.
Shaq don't know basketball? But it was like a rhetorical question. He was like, honestly, like, wait. This, like, honestly, for real, I felt the same way. Like, all right, bro, if you getting paid the big bucks to talk on TNT, then aren't you supposed to know the players every year? But then I had to sit back and say, you know what? This is a comedic relief basketball show. It's very rare outside of the games that are featured. When they do have time is the only time that they actually talk about basketball. Anything else is jokes. It is either a pause-worthy moment. It is a viral moment to be clipped. It is no different than Skip and Shannon, bruh. So, at the end of the day, it was a valid question. Now, what I didn't expect, what did he say to him, Amin?
Who, Shaq?
Yes.
So, what I saw was the resume post. Was there something before the resume post?
Oh, yeah. He was saying, talking about brushing his hair and all that stuff.
You didn't see that one part, that part of me?
I saw the resume post, which I want to get so desperately. But I'm pulling up Shaq's Twitter right now.
But hold on real quick.
That nigga KD said, oh, man, I got cooked.
Trey, you excusing Shaq. We acting like.
Uh-oh, we losing you. Hold on, you said what? Skipping.
Yeah, I know. I said, you acting like Rui Hachimura. I don't know what's up with my shit. Niggas acting like Rui Hachimura the ninth pick overall in the NBA draft.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so he's supposed to know who he is. I don't get that part.
Man, don't believe that, nigga. We learned at a very early part of Bond that we are never supposed to believe anything that comes out of this dude's mouth.
His son was like, he knows who he is. He's just doing that to challenge the player. But
no, that's
niggas
not
ain't like, niggas ain't niggas ain't accepting a Shaq challenge.
No, no, first of all, this was Shaq's response. I don't know ball, but I know how to brush my hair or decide to cut it when I was going bald. Love always the bus driver. And KD said, damn, I got cooked for asking a simple question.
That's, yo, in the words of Trey, that's a sick response.
Sick fucking response, man. I mean, you know.
I respect that response, though. Like, yo, dog. Damn, I just got cooked. I was just asking a question. Like, I didn't want any problems.
So, by the way, for the record, yes, Shaq is a habitual liar. He knows who Rui Hachimura is. That's Shaq's way of saying, you ain't done shit for me.
Why should I acknowledge you?
Why should I know who you are? That's Shaq doing that shit.
But you also work on a basketball show.
No, I know, but like... Again, but as we pointed, it's a basketball joke show. It's not like a basketball serious analysis show. Yeah. So I think Shaq is doing it to be like dismissive and basically like, yeah, about time you did some shit. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, because again, the internet wants to believe what it wants to believe, people running with Shaq doesn't watch games and he doesn't know anybody and da da da. And how could he not? Or whatever.
Because it was a KD troll at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yes. And so. Shaq came out today yesterday with this, and me and Zach Harper went fucking nuts because this shit is fucking hilarious. The creator of this meme, I'm holding it up here, is something called Hoopsie Loopsie. Hoopsie Loopsie. And in it, they listed all of his accomplishments, right? So I'm like, oh, you know, okay, 4-time champ, 3-time finals MVP, yada, yada. I'm like, yeah, man, that nigga's got a crazy resume. But then I started reading the other shit. First of all, these niggas don't know how commas work. So the first thing they're trying to say is all-time dominant interior force. They put all-time, comma, dominant, hyphen, interior force. All-time, comma, low, capital P on post, hyphen, scorer. All-time, comma, rebounder.
Shaq made that shit.
So, like, the grammar on this. I'm not trying to be grammar police. But it is, dare I say, bleep this out, please, Jerv. Straight up. Just bleep it out. But let's get past the grammar. We're not all, everybody got an A in English. I get it, right? Listen to what this meme is trying to say about Shaq. All-time low post scorer. All right, cool. All-time rebounder. Cool. All-time power dunker. Cool. All-time ISO specialist. Don't know what that is. I know what ISO is. I don't know what ISO specialist, but cool. Get it. All-time contested finisher. And then it just says playoff performer. Don't know what that has to do with anything. All-time playmaking big. Elite post defender. And this is when they start running out. Because the next thing they say is underrated mid-range threat.
Where?
Underrated mid-range.
Is it the Shaq teardrop? Or are they referring?
I mean, he did have a little, the little
hook shot. Are they talking about
the quick shot? If he can reach and touch the rim, that I'm sorry, that's not mid-range.
I mean, he can. Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a reach.
A reach and a half. Then it says fundamental footwork. That's it. Like, his footwork's fundamental. It's a great off-ball scorer. Then it says elite post playmaker. Well, hold on. We didn't already address playmaking and post scoring. Why are we creating this new one coming back? Then it said elite team defender. And that's another one that had Maury Povich say the lie detector determined that too was a lie. I know. Nigga played for us, man. All-time great. With top 10 players in NBA history, many of these accolades are accurate. Don't say you are an elite team defender, bro. You were shoving niggas. You know.
You get Shaq outside of 10 feet, like niggas was cooking him.
You wouldn't get him outside of 10 feet. That was the whole point. Exactly. You go outside 10 feet, the niggas like, all right, bye. That's not on me anymore.
Yeah, you got to pass that off.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at ButcherBox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's ButcherBox.com/dings.
Then it starts saying shit like, all right, great transition big. Okay, physical rebounder. Well, you already said all-time rebounder. What's physical rebounder? Skilled finisher. You already said all-time contested finisher. And power dunker. What's skilled finisher? Help defender. You already said elite team defender. Why are we saying help defender again? Then screen setter. You really reaching here, my nigga. Athletic big. Like, I just felt like they could have just listed his actual shit and left it at that, and it would have been cool. But none of that is the funniest part. They also listed 1989 Texas Mr. Basketball. We're doing high school scraps here, too. All that's well and good. He says, who needs to know ball when you know how to ball? The most dominant baller ever. And then Kevin Durant comes with the reply of all replies. This is the one that fucking got me. And this is why I said Jerv sounded like Kevin Durant when he was talking about, Jason was talking about all the Niners accolades. As Kevin Durant responded, impressive resume, Shaquille. I'm proud of you.
Said that shit like Prince Hakeem.
My other favorite response was somebody put this picture. A nigga hanging outside of the back of a Kia Soul, pumping gas from inside the car. And he wrote, underrated mid-range threat, great ball handler, elite post defender. He trying to gas it up. Oh, man. They got you, Shaq. I'm sorry, Shaquille, but they got your ass, man. You got to watch out, man. See, that's a problem. I'll tell you, that's the one problem, man. Shaq, he don't know how to take a joke like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't call it. You know what I'm saying? He's got an inability to rock with jokes like that, and he's always gonna come back.
He take it
100 times full.
He talking about my mama. Fuck that nigga. Still to this day. Twitter live, Jerv. Yes, he talked about my mom.
Say what?
He talked about my mom on Twitter live. I talked about his suit. I flamed his ass.
What happened? I didn't hear this one.
So it was Alexis Morgan and Taylor Rooks and Shaq on Twitter live. So I tuned in just like support them. So I'm like, you know, like da da da. So it was like saying some shit. So I was like, I said some shit about, you know, the suit that he wore. So Taylor was like, oh, Trey, and read it out loud. He was like, you know him, bro. He like, yeah, your mama like this suit, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just stupid shit. Like, he like, yeah, I laid with your mama in this suit. He's, you know, but it was just so like, why are you that far?
I hit him on when there was a day where he was dressed kind of funny, and I said Shaq looked like, oh man, what was my tweet? It was something about Shaq looking like the Uber driver who's got all the snacks, all the power cords and shit. And this nigga, like, they read it on air. He just flamed. He's like, yo, I own the business and so shit. I don't drive Uber. I own Uber. I'm like, bro, it's just a joke, man.
It's just a joke, man.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's Shaq, man.
I knew a meme before he was on TV. You know what I'm saying?
He can say some bullshit.
I said, Shaq looks like the Uber driver with all the charging cables, an assortment of complimentary mints and gums, Christmas LED lights, disco ball, and a sign asking for a 5-star rating if you enjoyed your ride. Hold on, let me.
You good, big man? I love Shaq though. But yeah, he's definitely like that nigga that can't take a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just say the wrong thing to the joke. It's like, bro, he's just playing.
But the funny thing is, usually he does say that, like, I mean, again, he goes over the top, but it is funny, usually. Yeah. Usually. But like usually. In this case, his over the top didn't work because, you know, Shaq is like, he's expecting, like, him and Durant are about to get into a back and forth. And, like, man, you know, I'm better than you. That, like, Shaq's waiting for that. And instead, Durant did the, you got it, big man. So every over-the-top reaction makes it just seem so much more ridiculous. He beat him. He beat him at the game. On that note, thank you for joining us on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to producer Big Jerv, shout out to Jay Skill, shout out to Black Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings is where you get all of the good shit. The OG podcast with me, Trey, Zach, Tom, and Waz. The watch alongs that we do on playback. We got another Cinephile Orcs rewatching things, one coming up. I believe we're going to do, what is it? It might be Roadhouse, I'm not sure. But we got another one coming up soon. the Discord, all the other shit. You know it. You love it. And if you don't know it and love it, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're in on it. Until next time, stay back, motherfuckers. And I can't wait to see who's going to be doing a reel next week.
I'm about to be live texting in the chat. I can't wait.
Executive producer Trayvon Edwards.